Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Have to be shaken.
Where? Just tell me where the restaurant is.
Wrentham, Massachusetts.
Wrentham. All right, yes. Hang on, you can come in, Mark.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
All right. By the way, JD is also, this is a trend now, JD also wants to bring his own dressing in. Yes. Wow. What's the deal, JD?
Not my own. I want to bring in a restaurant in Holden.
In Holden?
Yes.
What's the name of the place?
Val's.
Rando Ding.
Phenomenal.
Rando Ding.
Place is an institution.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Great place.
Several texters mentioned it last week.
Val's is awesome.
And so their house dressing, is it worthy of Ken's and Newbridge and La Cantina or Il Camino or
Val's
what?
Val's can compete.
Really?
Definitely.
El Camino.
Yeah. Okay. El Camino, Il Camino, La Cantina. You know,
great the car truck, don't care. They turn into a great hot rod.
Right.
All right. You want to, JD, you want to come in? You can come in. Are you available tomorrow morning?
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on. You can also come in. Here's a text that says, I hope you have La Cantina with the real Fanny's dressing. Yes, we are absolutely having the real... La Cantina's in, right?
Yeah.
Where is Donut Lassie? Is Donut Lassie here
somebody,
tonight?
Somebody had their first show and thinks they can just show up whenever they
what
can.
Is it, what is Donut Lassie late?
Mm.
Oh, really?
Oh, he hit the snooze again.
Oh.
She hit the snooze.
Wow. Jeez.
Snooze.
I mean, I was up watching the game till the bitter end last night, and here I am, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
There he is.
Where is Stanley Stiz Grimey?
The frig.
Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he finally made it in.
How nice he to show up, donkey.
Had to rip a couple of butts to get him through the first couple of breaks.
No, you know what happened? I hit snooze.
They hit the snooze button, probably.
I guarantee that's what it was.
It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. Oh, Donut Lassie, what happened? What happened this morning?
Would you rob a New Balance store on the way here?
No, this is what I slept in.
That's what you slept in?
This is literally what I slept, you know, sans the sweatshirt and shoes. I swear you cursed me.
What?
All leading up to my first show, Greg kept saying, you know, ironically and funny, don't oversleep.
Right.
Don't oversleep, guy. Don't oversleep. Have a great show, but don't oversleep. No, I'll never. I haven't said it. I haven't told anyone this yet, but I set my alarm for like 4:20, like
on,
I do
on
for,
Saturday morning.
Yeah, pretty much how I have it on the weekdays. What's been happening to me lately is I've been falling asleep on my couch, right?
Okay.
And so I have my cell phone charged, but it's right next to me.
Yeah.
So right in hand's reach.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is I am half asleep hitting the snooze button.
Yeah.
The most dangerous game in the world.
It is the most dangerous game in the world. It is, yes.
And so what happens is I think you only have two snoozes.
You have an hour's worth of snooze.
Yeah, you do. You have plenty of them.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might hit the wrong button. You have an iPhone?
No, I have a Samsung Galaxy, which is probably even worse. But yeah, I think you can. Like, if you swipe one way, it snoozes.
Yes.
If you swipe the other way,
it shuts it off. I've been there before, bro.
So I wake up. So I wanted to get in here early, 5:30, do some laps around the building, some sit-ups, some push-ups, get ready. I remember hitting snooze once, twice. Next thing I know, I look Saturday morning, it's 5:40.
Oh.
I have 20 minutes
What is wrong with you? What a douche.
I'm freaking out.
It's your first show ever.
Literally, I made it in here at 5:57 and had to pretty much jump right on air.
Oh, my God.
And
did you roll over and throw one in Danielle before you left?
Oh, Greg. Greg, it's Monday.
Greg, we've talked about this before. It takes him at least a minute and a half.
And that's generous.
Are we going to gloss over the fact that he said he was going to come in here and do push-ups and sit-ups?
Oh, yeah, he was fired up for his first show.
For someone who's never seen Rocky.
Did the show go good?
I think it went really well. I do have some audio for you. I think I have some things that will make you proud, and then I have some things that I think will make you cringe.
All right, well, maybe we'll do that at 8:15.
Okay.
8:15. And you hung up on Scott from Weymouth?
That's something that would make you proud.
Stay right, well, tough.
Get yourself. And why were you late today? Why were you late on Saturday and then late?
I don't know. I must have hit the wrong button. And then next thing I know, I wake up this morning and it is 6:15. And I'm like, oh my God, FML. I'm going to get fired.
Yeah. No, you're not going to get fired.
You got to lose the snooze.
But I got to lose. Seriously, you have to lose the snooze. And I think no more sleeping with my cell phone in arm's reach. It needs to be in a place where
I need to physically get up and get it.
But, you know, because I've never had this problem. I did the morning show for, you know, almost 2 years, you know, before. And never had this problem. I don't know what has been going on with me for the past week. I think it's from falling asleep on my couch.
It probably is. My bedroom. It probably is.
I wouldn't worry about getting fired, Stan. You want to know why? I'll ask you a quick question and this will show you. How does Greg take his coffee?
It's a large mocha ice with one pump of mocha.
Almond milk.
Right. 2 days of almond milk of your life. And we're still hearing about it. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Almond loafers over there.
Almond milk.
And Skol extra mint poultry.
Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
The coffee?
Yeah. Yeah. Job security right there, kid. It's actually not coffee. It's just, he uses the Skol pouches as like tea bags.
Oh, and he just throws it in there.
Is that code?
Yes.
I'll take a large ice with one pump of Skol mint flavor, please.
Can you imagine?
That'd be a billion-dollar industry.
If anybody at Dunkin's is listening, you can go ahead and use that if you want. Right. Here's a text that says, Stanley Stiz Grimey, the donut lassie, is showing signs of low T. Yeah, you're exhausted.
I am
maybe
exhausted.
Kind of grumpy. You should go get your T checked at the Northeast Men's Clinic.
I might set that up for you. Thank you. Yes, we have to do that.
And thank you.
Let's see. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Long time, many time. LB, go Bees.
Yeah, you got that right.
What's up?
Yeah. Not a Danielle correction, but a clarification on spring rolls and egg rolls. So, you know, in a Chinese restaurant, how they have the Chinese next to the characters are next to the English for all the menu items? Yeah, so what it says for egg rolls is American spring rolls. So they invented that for us fatty Americans that want the gigantic, enormous egg roll, spring roll.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'd have ordered 82 spring rolls.
Yes, good point. All right. Well, it is National Egg Roll Day. Act accordingly. And it is 7:07, and it's time for this.
And now, LB.
I'm going to take a lot of heat for this right now.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. All you got to do to get your hair back is call 1-800-GET-HAIR, change your lettuce, change your life. We've been talking about it this morning. Big Poppy, stable and in hospital down in his home of DR. He got shot. It went through his back, out his abdomen. The 43-year-old will, I guess, make a full mend and be back. And he does Red Sox broadcasts, so hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. Now for the good news this morning in the chase for Lord Stanley's Cup.
What a celebration they have on a night that it... On a night that there was going to be quite a celebration for the Boston Bruins, they are the ones who get the last one to lead to a Game 7 that will be coming up on Wednesday night in Boston.
Thanks, Doc. Not so fast, St. Louis. Not so fast. Yeah. Don't start celebrating yet. We got one more game to play.
Put the champagne away, my friends. Coach Cassidy tweaked the Krejci line, adding Cole Coleman on the wing, and it paid off big.
Krejci gotten by Pietrangelo, but then by Krejci again, and he steps in. Got it back over. Coleman is shot. He scores! Coleman with his brilliant goal, his first ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs, to make it a 3-0 game.
Yeah, the Bruins and company did what they had to do on the offensive side of the ice, and on the defensive side of the ice, the man with two U's and two K's was amazing and sealed the deal.
It is cleared, not out. Done, a shot save made by Rask. Rebound! Is it in? It was behind for a moment, but did not go in.
That thing was on his back. And he had his glove there, Doc, and spun completely around, and then the puck just fell. Petrangelo, and there's McAvoy. With the quick stick in behind his goaltender, and then the puck disappears for a second. There you see hung up in his gear. The athleticism, the hand-eye coordination, just amazing, and consider the stage we're on.
Yeah, you gotta love McAvoy. He's playing way above his young, tender age. I think he's only 23. And he saved the deal on that goal behind Tuukka. Bees roll 5-1 out under the arch. I expect a little chicken and rice dinner between you and Thordy before Game 7 Wednesday night.
Well, I don't know. Is Thordy going to be here? Or
I would hazard a guess. I mean, the man would be here for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Championship. He is a loyal Boston Bruin. So don't jinx it, kid. I mean, if, you know, not for nothing. You can afford to fly him in.
You know,
fly him in, put him up at a hotel.
You know who was big last night was John Moore.
Yes.
He has done a great job filling in for Grizz. And I can't say enough about, actually, a lot of the young guys, I mean, are stepping up big time for this team.
I think last night's game was just the epitome of why the Bruins are so successful. All four lines, the bottom six guys were money. They stuffed the Blues offense and they crushed the neutral zone and was pushing the puck forward all game long. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, their top guys get tired and our top guys get to rest on the bench and come out fresh as daisies and pot five. So it was awesome. Tuukka had 28 saves last night. His goals against, I really want them to win Wednesday because he deserves that trophy. 1.33 goals against.
Yeah. Well, he stood on his head. I mean, yeah. He is.
And kudos, Big Z, the toughest guy on the planet, stashed last night. Carlo had the knuckleballer on Binnington from the point as well. Marsh and Pasta, as I mentioned, got her done. B's PP and PK, unbelievable. Bruins' penalty kill held the Bruins to 0-4 on the power play. NBA Finals, Raptors-Warriors tonight, 9 o'clock. Toronto's looking to win their first NBA title for the town or city of Toronto. Golden State are wily veterans and are looking for their third straight title, so don't count those guys out. KD is questionable for the tilt. Over at Fenway, 4 taters later, the Rays roll 6-1 over the Sox. They're now 2-7. In their last two series, Eduardo Rodriguez got roughed up for 4 runs through 5 2/3 yesterday. Hey, no worries. We're on to the Rangers for 4 tonight with ace Chris Sale trying to stop the bleeding at Fenway Park. French Open of tennis, Rafa Nadal nailed down his 12th yesterday over Dominic Thiem at Roland Garros. Nadal went 24-1. Through the semis and the final. He also crushed team 6-1, 6-1 in the final two sets and made him look like a rented mule. PGA RBC Canadian Open winner, Irishman Rory McIlroy with a nasty 22-under. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
Thank you, LB. It is 7:12, and if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, then you will win a pair of passes to join us for the 2019 Miss Bikini Pageant, which is happening on June 21st at the beautiful Norwood Estate of our benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr. So call now, seventh caller, and you can join us for the show at Ernie's Place. Ernie always puts out an amazing breakfast spread and treats everybody like they are his house guests.
Oh, so yeah.
It's a great time, annual event. We'd love to have you. Call right now. Coming up next, we will get to today's Nation of Pussies report and find out why one of America's greatest gym class activities may be banned if one man has his way. So we will get to that coming up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't with the Danielle theory. Here's a 781 texter who says last night's win makes me buy into Danielle's theory a little bit more. No, there's yes. No. The NHL is not orchestrating the series to go seven games and determining that the Bruins win in dramatic fashion last night. I don't. Oh, come on, please.
That's a lot of money on the line.
Well, if the NHL wanted anything, they would have wanted the Blues to win last night.
Because it's their first ever.
They haven't won since, what, 70?
Well, no, they didn't win in 70. The Bruins won in 70 there.
They won in 70.
That was like the most famous Bruins goal ever. Sports director.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The flying through the air game. Okay. My bad.
Now, listen, I could see the NHL maybe wanting me to get a full body wax.
I can't see anybody wanting that, really. But,
well, there's a lot of smokes that want it.
You sure?
I ran into a whole bunch of smokes on Lake Winnipesaukee who said, "Hey, Daddy, did you have the full body wax yet?" And I said, "Not yet, because the Bruins are going to go all the way and win this thing, and I'm not going to have to do it."
You sure they didn't say, "You need a wax, Daddy"?
That might have been.
I couldn't hear them.
I couldn't quite hear them.
Oh, God, I hope they win.
Let's see. I got to give away a pair of tickets for the Miss Bikini Pageant, which is happening on the 21st of this month at the Ernie Bach Shack over there in Norwood. And it turns out our winner is Reverse Title Fight Mike, who we haven't heard from in a long time. Hey, Mike.
Nice. What's going on, Gregory? How is everybody?
How you been?
Michael?
How you been?
All right. I didn't make the most annoying caller bracket. Shockingly, but
no, you didn't.
Yeah, you're all right.
No, you didn't. I think we're going to have the final results from that later today. And of course, it's the only two left are Scott from Weymouth and
High Pitch Jeff.
So we'll see who the most hated caller on this show is once the bracket challenge is done later on. But Mike, you're going to join us with a guest on the 21st at Ernie's Pool. All right.
Awesome. I will see you guys there.
All right, go Bees.
Greg, I tell you, maybe we could do reverse title fight, but you weren't very good at that game.
I was not very good at reverse title fight. Maybe we'll do it live, though. Let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll go live. We'll do it. Maybe we'll do that. And maybe we'll do Vodka Chug sometime during the Miss Bikini Pageant.
Pass.
I don't know.
I got one more Vodka Chug in me, and it's going to happen Wednesday night. Between second and third period.
I like it.
At the Garden, after Bestie is the banner flag captain. And that information came to me from a mole inside the organization. So on Wednesday night, it'll be Tom Brady, who is waving the Bruins banner to get everything going there at the Boston Garden. Fact. You can write about it. You can tweet about it. You can Instagram it, whatever. It's a fact.
Write it down. Take a picture. You don't give an F.
Right.
Now, would you like me to hold the phone for you when you go IG Live during your vodka chug?
Yeah, of course you can.
Since I'll be right there with you?
Yes, if you'd like to. Yes, you can.
I'm security, right?
let's see. Here's a 978 text. It says, "Greg, it wasn't hey daddy, it was hey fatty. Have you had a waxing?" Here's a 617 text that says, "How could you hear the smokes over the pounding of the surf at Lake Winnipesaukee?"
Yes. Torrential.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, in case you weren't listening earlier, I was on Saturday. I was out on the boat of Echo Store CEO John Dooley and Echo Store President Scott Trink when we had a boating mishap. We were confronted by a rogue wave. The gate of the front of the pontoon boat was dislodged. It slammed into my left leg. I'm barely able to walk this morning, but I'm here for you.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay. All right, Quint.
Here's a text asking if we can discuss how intoxicated Brett Hull was last night. And of course we can. I don't know if you caught that, LB, or not, but Brett Hull giving you a little bit of a run for your money when it comes to consuming alcohol. And who wouldn't? It's game six. He thought that they were going to clinch last night, but here's a little audio from Brett Hull last night.
Game six, and we're here. Let go, Blues! Bernie Fedorka, the greatest of all time. Let's go, Blues!
Let's go, Blues!
Yes.
I grew up. I taught at Bernie Federico's hockey schools when I was a kid. I played junior.
That was the best LB impersonation ever.
All those great people. His dad's unbelievable too. He's a legend.
Let's see. Here's a 978. Here's a 978 text that says a rogue wave on a lake. Interesting. I know people are calling foul on this, but if you've never been out into the broads of Winnipesaukee, then you don't know how. The sea was angry on Saturday.
Yes,
that's all
was.
I want to tell
my
you.
Friend was
all
angry
right, the
that
sea
day.
Was angry that
you
day.
You got to be a local up there. Winnipesaukee is the only lake that you can surf on.
Of course, it's like an ocean. I mean, Well, we had a great time. I mean, the weather was beautiful. Went over to Wolfboro, had a nice lunch on the docks over in Wolfboro.
Nice.
Wolfboro.
Just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience on Saturday before going to the Zach Brown Band show. And as usual, both nights, Zach killed it. All right, updating. Today's big story, David Ortiz expected to make a recovery after being shot in a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. The gunman is in custody. He, of course, was beaten soundly by the patrons that were
awesome.
At the nightclub with David Ortiz.
Love it.
But the guy basically got off his motorcycle and shot Big Poppy point blank.
He's so lucky.
He's so lucky. He is extremely lucky to be alive. I mean, I mean, it's just I don't know what went. I don't know if it's as we were talking about earlier, if it's a jealousy thing. I mean,
money.
Sometimes you go back to those. You go back to your home continent of Dominican Republic, and people are jealous that you've made money and. You know, that you're David Ortiz, but...
I'm thinking it can't be a robbery thing because why would you just jump off and shoot him in front of everybody?
If you were going to rob him, I think you'd wait until he was leaving
the
nightclub. It's just shocking that this happened to David Ortiz, and I am so happy that he's gone through surgery. And the bullet missed every major organ, so it's good news for Big Poppy. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, honestly, waking up to that news this morning, I mean, what the heck, you know? I mean, is there any other sports legend in Boston that's meant more to the city than David Ortiz?
No,
he's up there with the best of all of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's him and Bestie, probably. I mean,
him and Brady and maybe Bior you could put in there, you know, what I mean, as far as legends go.
Yeah.
But, hey, I have one piece of evidence to back up Danielle's theory, because when the Bruins swept, what did the Bruins do? They sold tickets to a practice so they could sell concessions. Of course they want these games to go as long as they can. These owners want all the money they can get.
Jeremy and Charlie Jacobs walk into the locker room at the beginning of the series and says, no matter what happens, let's make sure this goes seven.
I don't buy it.
Lyndon.
I pay you $7 million a year, Tuca.
By the way, Danielle,
let a couple of gifts in.
Danielle's theory that it's an unspoken conspiracy, so nobody knows about it.
Only select individuals know.
Who knows?
The people that officiate and part of the ownership. It's a conspiracy because cities make money when there are games.
Is Donnie Sweeney in on it? Because he's probably listening right now, afraid to text because of the Hillman jinx. But
I don't know that Donnie's in on it. I don't know if it dropped down to that level.
Okay,
higher up.
So who knows about it? Jeremy Jacobs.
Yep.
And the officials.
And the officials.
And the commissioner.
How do you? So it all comes down to power plays. I mean, I
not
play,
necessarily
I played,
just
I played
power plays.
Two,
I think there's a lot of bad calls.
I played
calls
in two finals,
that,
right?
I'm sure I know that you did.
I played in two finals. Yeah. No one ever talked to us. Did they just start this?
I just told you it's not. It doesn't reach the player level. It's orchestrated on a much higher
well,
level.
Well, then how does it happen?
The refs,
ding dong.
Oh, here's a 978 text asking if Sully's tap is in on it.
Yes.
They probably are.
Sully's
it's probably
greatest.
All. It's because of yeah. Sully's tap.
Yeah,
they're in on it.
I don't want to debunk your theory, but. You know, the enemy was 0-for-4 on the power play.
Well,
I feel like you're going to say debunk a lot today.
That's part of the plan.
Right.
Well, no, they had the power plays, but they didn't score. Mm-hmm. So
do you believe then that Golden State is now going to reel off three wins in a row? Or no, it would be two. And then, it'd have to be three. It'd have to be three wins in a row. So they get to game seven. let's see. Here's a text that says, two of Boston's most legendary athletes survived life-threatening injuries over the weekend. Big Poppy in the Dominican and Big Chinny on Lake Winnipesaukee. Yes. I'm lucky to be here.
Oh,
lucky great. To be here with you this morning. It's a miracle. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. For someone that just came back from the Dominican Republic, what I find is interesting is don't worry this is a mistaken identity, because as soon as you set foot on the tarmac at the airport, it's David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez. They know you're American. That'd be Poppy, Pedro Martinez.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't, it's not, a, I don't think it's, a, there's no way it's a mistaken identity thing.
No.
I mean, he was targeted.
No, this is shit.
David Ortiz was targeted by a shooter, and I assume we'll find out what, why.
Could be some DR gang.
Could be.
Yeah. Gangs in every country, in every city.
I assume that the local news outlets will be going live from there today.
Obviously.
Did they ship everybody down there immediately upon hearing that news yesterday?
No, they'll be in front of Fenway. At Fenway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, there was a robbery, so we're going to put somebody in front of Town Hall, even though no one is there and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, because what else are we going to do?
Well, I got to get this guy on only because he accurately predicted the score of the game last night on the show last week. Scott from Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
Greg, here we are again. Yep. It's a new week. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. I'm going to cut through a few things in 30 seconds. First of all, Lake Winnipesaukee is beautiful.
Yes,
with the
it
mountains
is.
In the background.
Yes. Oh,
it's
beautiful.
Beautiful. It's
yes.
beautiful. We're going to get to the Bruins in about 15 seconds.
Yes. Okay.
How was Zach Brown?
Zach Brown was great. I am just a giant fan. I think... Colder Weather is probably my favorite Zach Brown song in the history of Zach Brown, but he was great. Not a huge fan of the new music that he debuted some new tunes.
Yeah.
And it was almost like country rap kind of stuff.
There's a ton of crossover going on.
Yeah,
right now.
It'll
grow on you though.
It'll grow on me.
Yeah. Well, that's the first time you heard it, right?
First time I heard it.
When I hang up with you in a minute, I'm going to put it on. What's it called? I've never heard of it. Cold what?
Cold Weather.
Cold. I have to do my quick rendition again, because now I know the lyrics. I listened to it. You ready? Real quick. Then we're going to hit the Bruins.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous. All right. Cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
No.
I am it's GA, not LA. I am leaving GA. Gonna roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play.
Here we go.
Let's talk hockey.
Yes.
Greg,
yes.
You got to pull up the drop. I looked it up right now. It's June 7th, hour 2, around 6:35, where I predicted the score to be 5-1. And thank God
Wait a minute. Scott not only has pre-show notes, he has post-show notes.
Oh, yes. Call me a geek or a nerd if you want, but after every call,
great.
I write down when I was on so I can listen to the feedback, the playback. I just want to be a better caller every time I call.
Well, you predicted it. You predicted it. 5-1. You called the score.
Greg, thank God I was right, because I did not want to have to walk from Quincy Center to Brighton. That would have stunk.
Uh-huh.
Now, in closing, and thank you for the time as always.
Yes.
Game 7. You're on the record, too. You may have to get a body wax. You better hope they win game 7.
They're going
to
win game 7.
Want a final score prediction? And save this drop. You ready?
Yes.
5-0. They're going to kill them in game 7. Free money. Whoever gambles, free money.
Wow.
Free money.
Okay. All right. 5-0.
Scott says 5-0. I got to tell you, they got to Binnington, man. That knuckler from the point from Carlo.
Yeah.
And the one over his glove. That wasn't even like a top shelf snipe peanut butter. That was like halfway up. That was should have been, glove save.
Well, you're talking about the bouncer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they wanted that game last night. That's what I was talking about last week, is that they were physical. They were going after pucks in the corner, and they were dumping it in rather than one guy trying to skate it through, you know, five guys. I believed, listen, it's a one game series.
Yeah.
And I like our Bruins' chances. I love our Bruins' chances on Wednesday night.
Now I'm going to have five guys for lunch.
That's
the first thing that popped into my head.
By the way, drop for a new intro right there. You're going to have five guys for lunch. Okay.
Just glad I didn't say it because I was thinking it.
That's awesome.
And I held back.
That's a good one.
Go big or go home, Mike Shue.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what she said.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, Greg, I love how you cut Scott off mid-sentence. Well, I had to. I mean, enough. Sometimes enough is enough. This is Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, LB, how come they never showed the cup when they could have won it there? They never brought that guy, showing him waxing it up or anything.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. The cup was there in the building.
Yeah, the cup was in the building.
Yeah.
They showed it. But, I saw it on TV.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
but they did.
They basically just showed it to say it was in the building.
Okay, yeah. Well, cup will be in the building Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
And I assume that we will have tickets to give away. I mean, I have been able to find a pair of tickets to give away for every playoff game this season. So I assume that on Wednesday morning, I will be able to create one more award winning game and give away one more pair of Stanley Cup final tickets. So
I get a kick out of our listeners.
What do you mean?
Well, so where did he think the cup was? Like in the trunk of the rental car?
Well, no,
cup guy.
Well, no, but normally they show the guys with the white gloves on and they do the
yeah,
whole
but
should, part.
But again, you know, you knew it was in the building. You knew the guys had their white gloves in their jacket pockets.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, without smoking a fatty in the car with the cup in the trunk. Listening to the game on the radio and make sure we get in there by the middle of the third.
Well, I mean, listen, it's they don't want the players to see it, obviously, because of the jinx thing.
Right. Yeah.
And so they keep it locked away until it looks like one team, and that team will be our Boston Bruins, will win it. All right. It is 7:38. Today's weather brought to you by Cantiani Insurance. And it is going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 75 for a high. Nice day for a drive out to Springfield. I'm going to be driving out to Springfield today for the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts annual convention.
Did you shine up the helmet?
Yeah, I'm going to bring the helmet out there.
And, is that code?
Make my way out to beautiful Springfield today. The current temperature is 59 here in Brighton, Massachusetts. And the nice weather is here, and it's only going to get better. If you're putting your bike on the road or your boat in the water, then talk to Cantiani first in case you run into a rogue wave. Visit CantianiAgency.com or their locations in Worcester or Douglas, Mass. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first. Let's get to today's Nation of Pussies report. There is a Canadian professor who is demanding that our schools ban dodgeball.
Yes.
One of the all-time great gym activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how you think about this. This guy is basically saying that the game of dodgeball in gym class creates angry adults who want to get back at people later on in life.
You think that's wrong?
Yes.
Clearly you were never targeted in dodgeball, guy.
I was targeted, even though I had glasses. Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't have glasses
you didn't
in middle
have it
school,
then.
No. But I mean,
you did have the unibrow.
Yeah, I had the unibrow, and that protected me from the dodgeball. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What a nitwit. You would say nitwit on this?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, this is a study that was done by three different Canadian universities, and they did a presentation this week at the Congress of the Humanities and Social Sciences in Vancouver. And they say that dodgeball in gym classes sets up an environment for students to learn that it's okay for them to basically slam whomever they like with a ball even if it's just a softball, it's okay. And they went on to talk about how, you know, they think of the student that runs to the back to avoid being targeted. What are they learning? They're not learning how to engage. They're learning avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some sound from David Burns, who's an educational studies professor in Canada.
If you want people to practice the disposition of ganging up on people, or if you want them to practice really enjoying throwing things at people like that, it can lead to all sorts of other things in the future. So if you actually look at the National Post article that was published on this just yesterday in the comments section, you see exactly what the problem is. All of these people saying, I loved dodgeball when I was a kid, and then proceeding to just vent all of this just pure discomfort and anger, you know, and it's because it's easy to do that if you've been practicing letting out your anger like that for a very long time.
Come on.
That's hilarious.
I feel bad for his wife and his kids.
I mean, give me a break.
The most boring human being on the planet.
Come on. Great game.
It is. It's an awesome game.
Right? It's survival of the fittest.
Yeah. When that person's running to the back of the room, that's a skill for life.
Correct.
Right there.
Yes.
Whether it's verbal or physical.
It's self-preservation.
Yes.
That's very important in
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, here's a texter who says, I have been teaching elementary physical education for over 10 years, and dodgeball has been on its way out for a long time, very frowned upon in the PE community.
I'm surprised it hasn't been banned already, to be honest with you. I'm surprised it's lasted this long,
really?
Given mm-hmm. how movements have changed in various, you know, sectors in this mm-hmm. country.
But what's the difference between that when a bunch, you know, one kid's in the middle of the pool and all the other kids have to swim it and he has to touch someone, then and it's the same thing, right?
No.
You're talking about Marco Polo? Or
yeah.
Marco?
No, well, no, yeah,
Polo.
Yeah, and then the same thing is skating. All the one kid's at center ice and all the other kids are on the red line and coach says go and you try and tag a kid and then you get two, three, four and they're trying to, you want to be the last one to win.
Is that the game that we were playing at Ernie's pool when Captain Light Switch jumped in nude and everybody got out of the pool immediately?
That was evacuate the pool. That's what that game was.
Is that what that game was? You're not going to go nude in the pool again at Ernie's, are you?
Nah,
okay.
I don't know.
All right. I mean, Kayla Cummings is coming. You two did skinny dip in Ernie's pool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, who wouldn't want to go into a pool with a goddess?
That's quite frankly, it was disturbing.
Now, isn't that great? Now Ernie's going to have to drain the pool again.
Right. Hello, Colleen.
Hi.
Colleen, are you a gym teacher?
I'm a gym teacher.
Okay. I'm a gym teacher. What do you, do you let your kids play dodgeball or no?
We do.
You do?
Good for you.
They love it.
How old are they?
High school.
How old are you?
I'm with my colleague right now. We're both gym teachers.
You're both.
Oh my god! There's a Pornhub channel for this.
Yes.
How old are you? How old are you, by the way?
We're talking about dodgeball. Dodgeball. We don't want to breed anger. We're friendly Dodgers.
Colleen.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a potential PTA incident that could happen with you.
Oh my god!
All right, so you still let the kids play dodgeball?
We do.
Okay.
We use a cone and we have a chair, and they have to, if they want to get back in, they have to knock the cone off the chair.
Oh, so it doesn't get thrown at an actual kid?
No, it does. No head hunting. No head hunting.
Yeah, that's right.
No head hunting.
Below the shoulders.
Yeah. All right.
So. We blow the whistle at anyone that's breeding anger.
Okay. Oh, you do. Okay. Good.
Oh, finally a teacher with a sense of humor.
Well, yeah.
Right, somebody that gets it.
These are the, I feel like there's a movie in here, the up-talking gym teachers.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what, oh, my God. You have no idea.
We have no idea.
Oh, I have an idea.
That's amazing.
Are you guys available to conduct a dodgeball game at the Miss Bikini Pageant?
Oh my God, Bikini Pageant.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Sure. I was the prom queen of 72.
I was the prom queen of 99. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it.
A couple of queens over here.
Oh my God.
Get the bikinis out and come and play.
This is amazing.
You can tell it's the end of the school year. Right? Absolutely no work is going to be done.
We're standing outside right now. Oh, we're getting our tan on.
Do you guys have a flask that you bring to work?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They watching a film strip today?
I finished my wine this morning.
Oh, my God.
All right,
I love you guys.
So you guys are...
I do this job, and you have to be a little bit... We love our job.
Yeah, no, I understand. You guys love your job. You have to be a little bit under the influence. All right. All right, guys.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, bye.
My kind of teachers.
Bye.
I mean, it's like a total plot twist.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh. That was fantastic.
Best gym teachers ever.
What a fun Monday surprise.
We're totally lit.
Ew. I can't wait for the school year to be out. I can't wait for Brian to graduate. I mean, what? Was that my outside voice? Just kidding.
A texter wants to know if they were having a tickle fight. I think they were.
Oh, my God.
In the teacher parking lot or something like that. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, totally want to play dodgeball with Colleen and her friend.
Yes. I know. I know. We got to get them to come and conduct a dodgeball game in Ernie's backyard.
Okay.
During the Miss Bikini pageant.
Yeah.
We need to make them a weekly segment.
Ah,
the up talking teachers. The up talking gym teachers.
Yes.
They got to call again. Oh, that was great. All right. It is 7:47. We'll be right back. Oh, before the break, we were discussing the news that several Canadian academics are demanding that dodgeball be banned because they believe that it breeds hate. And this is Mike with a comment on that. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on? What's up?
I just wanted to touch on this whole thing. You know, it's more and more evident to me that the whole concept of, you know, people being different and you know, learning who people are and accepting people who they are, it's always contradictory, because it's like when you're in, you know, when you play dodgeball, you've got some kids that are going to be really good at it. Other kids are not so good at it. Part of becoming who you are is learning what you're good at and what you're not good at, your strengths versus your weaknesses. And dodgeball is just one of those things that, you know, it is what it is. And we just need to leave things alone. Just let people become who they are, you know, and I just think it's like, you know, do you want us to accept people for, you know, their strengths and weaknesses? You know, some people, no matter what they do, they're going to grow up to become douchebags. Some people are going to end up growing up to be pacifists. There's nothing wrong with it either way, I guess, as long as you're not, you know, negatively affecting somebody else. But
yeah,
just stop with the madness.
I don't know. I mean, do you think it's something that should be banned?
I don't know. You know, I understand what the caller's point about finding out what you're good at and not good at. But the thing that sucked was, like, you have the dodgeball hardos and you, like, getting beaned like that just repeatedly. It sucks. So for some kids, it's fun and it's fine.
Were they targeting you, Danielle? That meant, by the way, that they had a crush on you. If they were trying to target you in dodgeball, it meant they had a crush on you.
You mean to tell me Eben Phillips liked me?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew.
Yes.
You had kids that were super good at it, and you know, I get it. It. Like you said, it is what it is, but I don't know. It's just...
I think it's ridiculous. I think, you know, it's a game. Like any game, it teaches you about winning, and it teaches you about losing, and sportsmanship, and teamwork, and reacting to a situation like the one you just mentioned. So
and getting bruises.
You were targeted a lot, you know, so you have to deal with that. And the you know, all teachers aren't the same. I don't know about Colleen, but you have to go over and tell that kid, hey, stop doing that and practice a little restraint, a little self-discipline.
Don't you dare say a word about Colleen. She is the greatest teacher ever in the history of teachers.
Yeah, you know, the teacher should go over and say, you know, work on your footwork.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Get nimble.
Yeah.
What was worse for the possibility of incidental injury, dodgeball or Red Rover?
Well,
because you had kids with death grips and no, like you were just asking to have your entire abdomen squished.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, listen, in my day, which was quite some time ago, the recess playground game was called Smear the You Know What.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wildly inappropriate now, but it was a game in which basically you threw. You had a group of people You threw the ball up in the air. Somebody grabbed it. And then everybody went and tried to knock that individual over and pile on top of him and get the ball. I mean, it makes you, in some ways, it's an analogy for life. I mean, at work, the object is to win the prize, to get the prize away from the other people. I mean, isn't that kind of what we want to be?
No, it's not, Greg. It's about sharing the prize.
It's about the prize for everybody? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I just think, is there anybody who's ever had a life-altering dodgeball injury, you know, other than a bruise? I mean, I don't know.
If you had this person for a coach, you might have.
If you can dodge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.